Okay, today's daf is Megillah daf Mem. Megillah daf Mem, the second to last daf here in Maseches Megillah Yerushalmi, and we are on Lamed Tes Mem Beis as we discuss those comments of a chazan that might reflect that he is heretical or some other problem. So we saw Yivarchu Chatovim, and we mentioned a number of pshatim. I mentioned the Meiri has five pshatim here in Megillah on daf Chafei Al Kansipur. Right, your Rachmanis should be on the birds. And then we're up to modim. Somebody says a double modim, says modim twice. So what? He's saying modim thanks to two different powers, right? So Meshaskin or so. So that's why we quiet him down with a double modim. Towards the bottom of the Umud here, Lama Tesma base. Modim, modim, Meshaskin or so. By the way, Makar of Alkan Sipar, just look at the Ramban and Parshat Kisei. We can spend a lot of time. That's a makar, if one wants a lengthy discussion. Okay, so modim, modim. Amar Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak. Ki socher bi dovri shaker, right? It's a allusion, to the pasuk at Tehillim. Ki socher bi dovri shaker. Those that, speak falsehood will be closed up. So that's why mishaskin oso. Somebody's speaking falsehood. They're saying modim, modim twice. So that's a problem. Hadadat amar betzibur. But this is only betzibur in public. If somebody's saying modim, modim, so that's a problem. Avol biyachid tachnunim heim. But biyachid, if somebody is davening just privately, in their own home or quietly, so then one might say that they're just repeating and besieging HaKadosh Baruch Hu over and over, and therefore it is okay. V'defas, and similarly, we would say Amen, Amen, Shema, Shema. When we have Amen and Shema, also we have that chilek. The Shulchan Aruch also discusses this in Mishnah Berurah Chilek Aleph. Discusses the chilek when one could say Shema, double, because usually we would think Shema is, right, what would there be a difference? So Simon Samach Aleph here, there's a chilek, machlokes rishonim, which is better and which is worse, but the Shulchan Aruch in Samach Aleph, Siftes, Aser Lomar Shema Shtei Pa'amim, Bein Shekofa La Tevel Sheomer Shema Shema, Bein Shekofa Pasuk Rishon, right, is it Shema Shema, Yisrael Yisrael, Hashem Hashem, Elokeinu Elokeinu, is that bad, or is it bad just to say the whole Pasuk twice? So Shulchan Aruch, so it's a machlokas in the Rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch is machmer mishnei atzadim. The Shulchan Aruch says that better not to say either. Why says the Mishnah Berurah mishum denira kilu makabel of shtei rishiyos chas v'shalom? Again, it appears that being makabel, you know, just like modem twice. So this twice v'im lo kivein meikara. What happens if I said Shema? I didn't have a proper kavana, so I want to say it again. Because I know that the first pasuk I really is supposed to have kavana. So yachzer v'yikra bilachash, right? Say it quietly. Say it quietly because that's not nired that you're being, you know, that's not like you're doing something wrong. So it's clear that you just made a mistake. V'im leka shomin afilu b'kol ram mutter. If you're at home and nobody else is listening, then even b'kol ram it will be mutter. Avalam kivin meikara afilu b'lachash aser. But if somebody had kavana the first time, then you're not allowed to say it a second time, even quietly. Ubeslichas mutter lo marshma b'chol pam shiomer v'yavar. Give it to mafsek harbi b'intayim lo mechzik shei reshuyas. If you say shma with a hefsek in between, then it would be okay. But it's interesting that we know at the end of Yom Kippur we say shma baruch shem and Hashem Elokim. We say shma once. We say shma once. We say baruch shem three times, and we say Hashem Elokim seven times. But we don't say shma once because this halacha can't say shma twice unless you have a break in between. That's the halacha again. The Mishnah Berurah discusses the first pasuk. We mentioned that the four-way machlokas rishonim about what part of Shema is midaraisa, right? Even if you want to say more than the first pasuk is daraisa, still the kavana for the first pasuk is different than the rest of the Shema. Kavana for the first pasuk is crucial. The Ramban says that only the first pasuk is daraisa. Rashi, first off in Shas, Rashi says the first parsha. Tosfos the first two parshios, and the Rambam says all three parshios are part of the mitzvah daraisa of Kriya Shema. Right, that's why the Rambam, Reb Chaim, points out, does not count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim separately. It's not an independent mitzvah. Right, the Minchas Chinuch wonders. I looked all over. I didn't see the Rambam count it. The Rambam counts Sipur, but not Zechira. Why doesn't the Rambam count Zechira? Because he says, he puts it in Kriya Shema. The Rambam says, all three parts of Kriya Shema, including Anishem Alkecham Jerusalem, is part of Kriya Shema, meaning part of Kabbalah Samal Chashamayim, is remembering that Hashem took us out of Egypt. Good. So that's double Shema. Continue. Turgama, Chu Omei Lefnei Chacham, As we know, in the days of the Gemara, there was a Rebbe, usually maybe was elderly and couldn't speak so loudly, and he had a young announcer that was in front of him. So the Rebbe would tell the announcer something, and the announcer would publicize and scream it out in front of all the Talmidim. Right? The Gemara says, and he said, go little by little. So what happens if a Targum is in front of a Chacham? I mean, Rashi Lolishanos, he can't change anything. Why is this here? Because we were talking about Kriya and Targum. So he can't change anything when he says it out loud, and it could be that he, it's called the Matar game, because it could be that he translated it into the vernacular, whatever language they spoke. So he can't change. Lolachanos, and he can't, we had the Lashon in the Mishnah of Machane. You can't take things not literally. If the Rebbe says something, just say what the Rebbe said. Don't try to change his words. Velolahosif, you can't add on anything. Ela imkein haya aviv o rabo, unless it was his father or his Rebbe. Who's the it? Who's the father? Who's the Rebbe? Is it the Rav or is it the Matar game? So different pshat. If you look in the Karban Eide here, it says, if the Rav is the father and the Rebbe, so then the father and the Rebbe, they're not so machmed if my son or Talmud adds on a little bit, changes a little bit. It's okay. So why? Because you make it a little better, says the Karban Eide on top. Shem akpidin alav, kadash kabbe David, yetav Hashem es shem shlomo mishimcha. Because if my Talmud is better than me, it's okay. I'm not upset. Right, that they gave David a bracha. Your Shlomo should outshine you. Kedam rinan b'sanhedrin, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, b'chol adam iskane chutz mi b'no v'talmido. It is jealousy, except everybody is jealous of everybody, except for a parent to a child or to a student. Right? Why is there no jealousy? Because the parent sees the child and the Talmud as an extension of them. So it's not like a competition. Right? So it's all one a continuum. Now they quote b'shem the Chassam Sofer that you could say your chidushim. You could say my chidushim in your name, but don't say your chidushim in my name. Right? So Chazam Sofer says, I don't care if you steal my Torah, but don't ascribe your Torah to me because I don't know what you're saying. The Rambam seems to give the opposite. The Rambam Hilchos Tamid Torah seems to be talking about if the Matargim is the father, then he's allowed to be Mishana a little bit because there's no issue of kibud. No issue of kibbutz because it's the opposite direction. The Pnei Moshe seems to say here it has to do with the tochen, right? With the tochen of the words here on top, right? He says if the Rav is quoting your Rebbe, then you got to be careful how you, right? Then you're allowed to maybe be a little more flexible than if he's just quoting something which is not what your Rebbe said. Okay, let's continue. Rabbi Padas Tavi Amora Rabbi Yosa. Rabbi Padas was the announcer of Rabbi Yosa. Milan de Shama Minavui. So this was a father son. So it sounds like from the Karbana Eda's explanation that the Rav is the father of the Rabbi. So Milan de Shama Minavui Avi Amar Kacha Amar Rabbi B'Shem Abba. Right? If anything that he heard from his father personally, he said, this is what Rebbe said B'Shem Abba. Milan Delo Shama Menavui, if he didn't hear it from his father, but he just heard it, they said it amongst all the other Talmidim, Haviyam Rakein Amar Rebbe B'Shem Rebbe Lazar. So he used to say, B'Shem Rebbe Lazar, so he used to, as if it was a public. Rebbe Yeshita, similarly, Haviyam Amora, Rebbe Yavo, Acha, he was the Amora. Milan Delo Shama Menavui, things that he had heard from his father, Haviyam Rakein Amar Rebbe B'Shem Abba. Milan Delo Shama Menavui, Haviyam Rakein Amar Rebbe B'Shem Rebbe Chinana. How did he call his father by the name? So that we've noted that if one gives their father the proper title, so then it's not, you're not allowed to call your father by his first name. But if I give him a title, Harav, and right, they quote that the tour often quotes the Rush. Right, he quotes Rabbeinu Asher. Right, that's his father. Right, so how does he quote the how does he quote his father? Because that's Rabbeinu Asher. Right, or he just says Rush. Right, so that which is the abbreviation, but the Torah quotes his father. Good. Rabbi Mana kadahavis mori b'chaburta, when Rabbi Mana would teach in a chabura, milin deshama menavui, things that he heard from his father, bebesa in the house, avi amar kein amar. Skip the next four words. Abba, same thing. He used to say, this is what I heard from my father privately. Milin deshama menavui bebes vada, but if you heard in the base medrash, avi amar kein amar. Rabbi Yonah. So we know Rabbi Yonah was the father of Rabbi Mana. Numerous stories in the Yerushalmi about that. Machane Ba'arayos, the Mishnah said that if somebody is Machane Ba'arayos, which we translated as, that's not all meant to be taken literally. Machane, kinui. And it's mashal, Amachana Barayos. For example, Ba'ar Yisa Da'avui U Ba'ar Yisa Da'ime. Like the erva of a father and the erva of a mother. What does that mean? So again, Machlokas in the Mefarshim. The Karban Eta says that if you look in the Torah is Lashon, the Pasuk says, Ervas Avicha, the erva of your father. So if when the Mitargim translate it, it's not so nice to say that, you know, don't be Megala, your father's nakedness. So what if he says, don't be Megala, one's father's nakedness? Or his father's. You say it in a Lashon Nistar. That's not what the Torah says. The Torah doesn't mean your. I mean, he's talking to each and every one of us. But if somebody changes what the Torah says, that's a problem. Right? See the Karban Eida. She'ena rotza letargim b'lashon nochach. He doesn't want to say you. She'nirelo kimevaze echad me'atzibur o akore. Or he appears like he's being mevaze. Ela metargim ervas aviv lashon nistar. So that's not allowed. That's how you have to translate what the Torah says. And therefore, the Karban Eida says that that's the pshat of the Gemara. The Zayin LaTorah writes in one place, I think it's in Achreimos Kedoshim, where he talks about Arayis. He says there are those that there's certain, again, you have to know the context, but there are certain areas of halacha that people don't like to discuss. It's not so appropriate. How can you talk about these kind of things? How could the Gemara talk about these kind of things? And the Zayin LaTorah writes, but they have no problem, you know, reading a book or going to a movie or something that has inappropriate things in a much worse context. So Zayin LaTorah writes in the 1960s, 1950s, 1960s. So we have to be consistent. Again, everything's in a halachic context. Then it's obviously a much different way of approach. But here it says, if the Torah talks about something, as long as we say it, we teach it in an appropriate COVID Rosh way, that's what we should do. The Pnei Moshe here has a different shot. He says, if Machane Barayis, it means if somebody translates Ervas Aviv, like, don't embarrass your father. Ervas Avicha doesn't mean the literally, right? But it means the embarrassment, the clone of Ivimo. That might be true, but that's not what the Pasuk means, right? So therefore, again, one has to be very careful in terms of how one translates the Pasuk. Also, the Mishnah had said the following Pasuk. Umizarachalo sitin laver lamolech. Right, when the, don't give your children to the Molech, to the Avodah Zarah Molech, min zara chalositin labor al bamer yusa. So we said, if one translates it as, one shouldn't become pregnant from an Aramean woman, that's not what the Pasuk means. Not what the Pasuk means. Tani Rabbi Shmuel, zeshu nosi aramis, umamin manabanim, mamid oivin lamakom. So it says, so one who marries an aramis, right, then the children are not going to be Jewish. Right, and they might end up being enemies to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so that's true. But it's still not what the Pasuk means. The Pasuk doesn't mean that, and therefore, one has to translate Pesukim correctly and with the basis of the tradition. This Pasuk of Mizaracha also is the basis of a big discussion. The Gemara in the Bavli in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Dalet, quotes from the Pasuk, don't give from your children to Molech, Mizaracha. So Gemara Darshan's Mizaracha below Kol Zaracha. If somebody gives from some of their children to the Molech Avodah Zarah, which itself is, it's the one with the fire and the children walk through the fire. There's a machlokas Rashi Ramban, whether the children were actually killed or they would just walk through the molech, that's the Avodah Zarah they used to do, Rachman al-Islan and Gay Ben Hinom outside the old city walls in that valley. And the Gemara says though that one is only chayv kares if one gives some of their children to the molech. But one gives all of their children to the molech, then they're pater. Right, that's the halacha of mi zaracha v'lo kol zaracha. Samach dalan on a base here in Sanhedrin. Hever kol zaro pater. Shnemer mi zaracha v'lo kol zaracha. Unbelievable. So ask all the Rishonim. What? Right, if you give some of your kids to the Molech, then you're chayev karis. And if you give all your kids, so that's where the smag, the Marsha here, quotes the smag, one of the Balei HaTosfos, Sefer Mitzvos Gadol, who says, this is an example of Gadol Avono Minso. You gave all your children, you've totally cut off your future. Even an onesh, even karis is not going to help you. You know, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu take care of you. You know, the bez is not going to take part in that. Gadol avono minso, as it's called, right? Quoting Bracious, right? The sin is so great. And that's what the smag says here. The Kesef Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef Cairo, quotes this smag to explain a Rambam. The Rambam Menuchas Edus. We know that halacha is by Edim Zomamin that if the Edom Zomim were actually successful, so then they don't get punished. They don't get punished. If Edom Zomim said Reuben killed Shimon and Reuben was actually killed, and then Edom Mazimin come and say you were with us, you couldn't have known about that, then the Edom are off the hook. They're potter. Only if they tried, Hargu a Neharagin. Rashi adds, Kasher Zomim v'lo Kasher Asa. But that's Hargu Neharagin, only if they were killed. What happens if money? What if the Edom said Reuben owes Shimon money? And then he paid him. And then Edom Mazimin come, then what we showing him say, just give the money back. You could undo it. So if you could undo it, so then there's no kasher asa. It's not asa. Just give it back. So therefore you give it back and then you're going to have to pay. What about Malkus? So that's not so clear. So the Rambam puts Malkus with Mammon. If the Edom already testified and Reuven got Malkus, guess what? The Edom also get Malkus. That's not kasher zomim v'lo kasher asa. That's the Rambam shita. Avalim laka zeh edus chaf. Base. Perachav halacha base. Avalam laka zeh she'idu alav lokin. V'chenem yatsa mamon. Ask the Kesem Mishnah, what do you mean? It's already done. By money, you know, you can give back the money. But just like if somebody is killed, you can't give it back. If somebody gets whipped, that's not pleasant at all. Right? And, why don't you say kashu zomal kashu? Why do you put Malkus with money? Why do you put Malkus with Misa? So Kesem Mishnah there says, look in the smog! Right? It must be because if they actually killed an innocent person, then we say, oh, forget it. We're not even going to kill you now because it's so bad. Hashem's going to take care of you. Malkus isn't as extreme, right? And therefore, the svara of Gadol Avonu Minso only applies by Misa. The Efshal Asi Tamal Dever Rabbeinu Dolam Rinnan Kasher Zom LaKasher Asa Elahecha DeHargu Al Piyem Yishim DeGadol Avonu Minso Vein Roy Lo Aseis Lem Misas Bezdin Shetachaper Alem. Don't give him kapara. Let Hashem take care of them. Ela Roy Lihi LaNicham Sheini Donim Achar Misa BaOnshim No Ra'im Dugma LaDavar. No sin calls Zara Lamolech, Shehu Pator, Vachulu. Then he gets another upshot, but that's used by the Kesef Mishnah. Okay. We continue. Says the Mishnah, Lachiyad Aleph. Even in the days where Targum was done, they didn't translate everything. So Maisa, Reuven, Nikra, Vlamatarkim. The story of Reuven moving his mother's bed and, Bilha, Nikra, Vlamatarkim, that's read, but you don't translate that because you don't want to embarrass Reuven. And we know, according to the Rosh Baal Peh, translating it is wrong. Because Vayishkav, he lay with his mother, but he didn't, right? He just moved the beds. So that's why you're not Metargim it. Maisa Tamar, the story with Tamar. Which Tamar? There are two Tamars. So you look on the page, there are two stories and there's both suggestions. Either it's Yehuda and Tamar, Pashas Vayeshev, or Tamar and Amnon, right? The story of David's kids, right? Both of those are not pretty, right? So Maisa Tamar, Nikra Umetargim, but that, you do Tirgim. Why? Why did you hear him there? Well, Yehuda and Tamar, we're going to say because Yehuda did tshuva, right? You learn the power of tshuva from that. What about Amnon and Tamar? That one, as long as we'll see, don't mention David HaMelech there. So then that's why it is okay. Maisa Egel Arisha Nikra Matargim. The story of the Egel, your Matargim. Kisisa. Vasheni, but the second part of the story, we'll see in the Gemara, what does it mean, the second part? Nikra V'lo Matargim. We'll see where Aaron HaKohen's involvement is. Then you're not metargim that. Birchas Kohanim, umaisa David va'amnon, right? The, Birchas Kohanim and the story of David and Amnon. So if the earlier was Amnon and Tamar, so what does this mean? So this might just mean mentioning Amnon ben David, right? That's not done. Lo nikra v'lo metargimina. Lo nikra v'lo metargimina. We'll see that what Birchas Kohanim is not nikra, but part of the Torah is not nikra. So we'll see. It doesn't really mean it. Okay, Ksiv, so the Carbonator says this first part, the line is discussing why Reuven and Yehuda, you can read it. Why? Because they did tshuva. Asher chachamim yagidu lo kichadu me'avosam. They didn't deny from their forefathers. They did tshuva. Maschar not lo akach, and the fact that Reuven and Yehuda were two of the first ba'alei tshuva. It could be there was somebody before. Who else was ba'al tshuva before? And maybe Kayin, Machlokas Rishonim, maybe Adam. Maybe Adam. Right, if he was, right, the question is, what was the tshuva that he did? Tshuva. Remember that medrash that we quoted years ago? Amazing medrash. Adam was walking down the street, he meets his son, Cain, says, Cain, how you doing? Cain says, great, I did tshuva. Adam's like, really? I didn't know there was such a thing. That's the conversation. What does that mean? How did Cain do tshuva and Adam didn't? So the pshat is, Cain was able to do tshuva. Why? What did Cain have that Adam didn't have? He had a father. Right? Tshuva is about going back to your father. So So Cain had a father, therefore he's Adam. Adam didn't have a father. I mean, Hashem, but not in the same way. Okay. Lohem levadam nitna aretz v'lo avar zar besocham. What does that mean? To them the land was given and a zar did not pass. What does that mean? So the Karbon Eda explains, to them was given something. What was Yehuda's schar? Malchus. Yehuda got Malchus. And it might not just be, okay, we'll give you a schar. That might be the basis for Malchus. The ability to, nobody's perfect, but the ability to recognize mistakes and admit, right, who did Yehuda give that power to? David HaMelech. David HaMelech. Unlike Shaul, which took him a while to be able to come to terms with his sin, but David HaMelech right away, Chatasi. Chatasi, right after the story with Kivsas Harash. And the Reharmonator says, Reuven was the first one to get a portion. He got right in the Aver HaYarden. Reuven and God and Chatzi Menashe, he was the first one to get a portion. So those were their, that was their schar. Good. Ezo, Maisel Egel HaSheni, what's the Egel HaSheni? Right, the Mishnah said that the first story of the Egel, we are Mitar game, and the second one, we're not Mitar game. So if you look in Kisisa, so it's a question of which psukim start the second one. Rabbi Simon b'Shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Mitshuva Sheishem Moshe es Aaron ad Kifra'o Aaron l'shem Saba kamehem. The conversation with between Moshe and Aaron about afterwards, like Moshe's like, "What do you do?" And Aaron's like, "Oh, I didn't know. I said the machar." And so Aaron's involvement, we don't want to be matar game. Number one, Chananya bar Shalmiya b'Shem Rav, Mitshuva Sheishem Aaron es Moshe ad Kifra'o Aaron l'shem Saba kamehem. Very similar, but the question is, do you say Pasuk, I have a chumash there, do you say Pasuk Chaf Aleph, as we will see, Moshe's original words to Aharon, when he says, what this Am do to you, so that's where we have there in Kisisa by the story of the Egel, where Moshe Rabbeinu comes, Yomer Moshe El Aharon, Me'asa L'chaha Amazek Yevesa L'chata Gedola. You start before that pasuk, you include that pasuk or not? Right, that's the nafkamina between the these two days. Rav Acha b'shem Rabbi Ba, he has a third opinion. You say up till umacha Hashem, macha is the uncleus, right? Macha is not the word, it's vayigof Hashem, esa'am. Umacha Hashem, yas'ama al asher asa se'egel asher asa aron. That's where you go until. So that whole separate, the second part of the story, that part is Nikra, not Matargim. Rebbe Mar Ukvan b'shem Rabbanan de Taman lo dome genai yachid b'tzibur lo genai tzibur b'tzibur. Meaning, the first part of the story is the whole tzibur did something wrong. Okay, you can read that. That's not as embarrassing if the whole group did something wrong. If one person singled out, that's worse. That's why you don't want to read the part, translate, be Matargim, the part about Aaron, because it's worse to be singled out. Right? That's part of the message of davening b'tzibur, because we get the schus of the tzibur if we daven with tzibur. Hashem doesn't look at our personal faults when we are davening with the tzibur. Period. Next, then we had birchas kohanim. So birchas kohanim, the Mishnah seemed to say it's not nikra, so that can't be. You can't have part of the Torah that's not read. Like we said before, earlier, you can't have part of the Torah that's read without a bracha, right? Torah Hashem tamima, we said. So here for sure you have to read it. So what does it mean not read? So it doesn't mean not read. Right, Va'asya Kihido Amar Rabbi Chalba B'Shem Rav Chuna Berchas Kohanim Nikraos V'lo Mitargamos. It means it's red, but it's not Miturgam. Right, the Karbon Eda says, like, so how do you read? Go back to the Mishnah for a second. So how do you read the Mishnah? You have to put the comma in a different place. Right, it says in the Mishnah, Ma'ase Egel Nikra V'lo Mitargim V'Asheni Nikra V'lo Mitargim Berchas Kohanim. That's also Nikra V'lo Mitargim. And then the last line of the Mishnah is Ma'ase Davar V'Amnon Lo Nikra V'lo Mitargimina. So you just put the comma differently. You put it. Earlier. So it's Nikra Velo Mitarkin. Rabbi Balkabar Kohen Boy Kumi Rabbi Yosa, my time. What's the source for not being Mitargame? Birchas Kohanim. Amarle, Kosav Aruchu. You shall give this bracha. Libracha nitznav lo nitna lakriya. I've given to you this as a bracha. Don't read it or no, don't translate it. Okay, it's based on a pasuk, right? It's based on a zeras hakasiv, not to, it shouldn't be Miturgam. If you look in the Bavli, the Bavli has a different shot of why Berchas Kohanim isn't Miturgam. Because of, it's just one word in the Gemara, Chafayim Abbas. Mishum Dechsev Yisa. That's all the Gemara says. You can't be Miturgam because of Yisa. What's Yisa? So you gotta look at Rashi. Yisha Hashem panav elecha. Because we don't want people to think Hashem shows favoritism to the Jewish people undeservedly. Bishem Yisa Hashem. That's what the Gemara Brachas Daf Chaf. Bishem Yisa. Shalo Yomra Kadosh Baruch Hu knows the lampanim. Veinam Yodim Shem Kedayin Lishol Hashem lampanim. People on the outside might hear, how can they show favoritism? Meaning the same problem the Malachim had. Remember the Bavli, the Malachim Brachas Chafim Beis. Why do you show favoritism to the Jewish people? And Hashem says, they bench on a Kizayis. They'll go out of the way for me, so I'm going to go out of the way for them. So that's Mishum Yisa. If you look in the Ksav Sofer, the son of the Chasam Sofer, he writes in Parshas Nah. So another pshat, he says, if you look in certain uncleuses, I don't know if there's a word uncle-eye, but if you look at certain uncleuses, not in all, but in a few chumashim, there's no translation of uncleus on Birchas Kohanim. Birch Hashem Yishmerecha is Drasi, Birch Hashem Yishmerecha. Right? In most chumashim, there is. But sometimes you don't know about these targumim. Got exactly, you know, whether we have the proper gersos. The targum Yonasa ben Oziel is not Yonasa ben Oziel, right? It's some other tirgum, some other targum Yerushalmi. But he discusses there this idea. He doesn't quote this Gemara. This idea, and he basically says that Birchas Kohanim are very general. Why? Right? Hashem should give you a bracha. Hashem should guard you. Because ultimately, does a human being know what's good for me? I go to somebody to give me a bracha. And give me a bracha that I get this job. Give me a bracha that this happened. You can't be so exacting. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that's not a good thing for me. Right? So that's why the Birchas Kohanim are so general that it includes whatever bracha HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in mind. Right? That's what he says. Which others also say, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Al Tasvi Lascha Keva. Don't make your tefillah set. Hashem, I need this exact thing. I need it. No, don't be so exacting with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Say, this would be great, but if you think it's not good for me, you know what? Feel free to ignore. Right? Usakabel berachamim uveratzon, Rav Soloveitchik said. We ask Hashem to accept my davening berachamim uveratzon. Shelo tevakesh meis Hashem davar kavua sheitin lecha kitoveya davar mechavero. Vekoveya lo ma yitin lo. Ulai Hashem yodea shehula ralecha. V'seifa tuga, Rachmanu Litzlan. L'chein atasi l'ascha keva sh'yitan l'davar zeh bevadai. Elohim Hashem yodea ki hu latov l'cha. Rak she'eno roi l'cha l'fi ma'asecha. So if I'm supposed to get it and it's good for me and I just don't deserve it because I haven't been acting properly, then I'm going to daven to try to get it. V'ayinu ala rachamim v'tachnunim l'fnei ha'makom. And he says, that's Birchas Kohanim. Birchas Kohanim. Tziv aleim l'varech stam, yivarech Hashem yishmerecha. V'yesh kama pirushim bebracha zu. L'misha tov lo ba'osher, yivarech Hashem ba'osher. L'misha tov lo ba'aniyusa, yivarech Hashem shlo yelo. Right? If somebody should be very rich, let him be rich. Somebody's not, his rich will cause him to go away from Hashem, not. L'chein kosav arechu dafka balashon zeh, v'lo balashon acher, v'chulu. Okay, and he quotes other sources related to that. Let's continue. Says the Mishnah. Ein maftirin b'merkava. When you choose haftoras from the Navi, you don't choose Yecheskel Perek Aleph. Ein maftirin, it's too deep. People will get misled. Maftirin b'merkava. B'yuda matir, B'yuda said it's allowed. And we, as we know, we paskin, it is allowed. Right, we do the first day of Shavuos, or the only day of Shavuos in Eretz Yisrael. We lane that. I always thought it's not coincidental that most of the time the whole shul is sleeping during Haftorah, right? So maybe it's a chumrah of the Tanakama here because we've been up all night and we're not really listening so closely. Okay, Kodesh Baruch Hu has his ways of figuring everything out. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Ein Maftir in Bahodaz Yerushalayim Es Toavo Seha. Right, one shouldn't be Maftir with this section of Navi because it talks about the Toevos of Yerushalayim, this parak in Yecheskel. Again, there is a similar, not the exact same parak, a similar content of Yecheskel and Yecheskel parak of Beis, which we do use for a Haftorah, but we try to get at, it's interesting. It's a Haftorah, I think it's for Achremos, or Kedoshim. It's Kedoshim, but we try to get out of it as much as we can. So if the parshas are together, it's the only time that we'll lay in the haftorah of the first parsha, not the second parsha. If it's Machar Chodesh, if it's, we try everything we can, and it almost always works out. Not always. In a leap year, sometimes it doesn't. But almost always works out that we don't lay in that haftorah. Okay. Ein maftirin b'merkava b'yuda matir. Reb Lezer omer maftirin b'hodez Yerushalayim es tov oseha. Ma'isa b'echad shetir b'hodez Yerushalayim es tov oseha. One time there was somebody who read that haftorah. It sounds like haftorahs were a little more flexible in those days. And somebody got up and read that haftorah. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Yelech Oso Ha'ish. Rabbi Eliezer says that person should go. V'yeda petov aser shel imo. Go check the toevos of your mother. Whoa. Ubadku achra v'nimsa mamz. And they found out and they did his research and they realized that his mother was promiscuous and How did he know that? First of all, what was so bad? So this is Rebbe Eliezer who says you're not allowed to lay in those haftorahs. So what that the Rabbanan say that you're allowed to? The Ritva says, at least b'makom Rebbe Eliezer, he shouldn't have been so brazen, right, and to lay in these haftorahs. And the Gemara says, a mida, if somebody is very brazen and chutzpedik, you gotta check his yichus. That's why Rebbe Eliezer said it. You gotta check his yichus. That's the Ritva here. Lefisha b'komo Rebbe Eliezer ha'ilo lizor, l'sholos piv, b'amei yaftir, u'mishe'inu cholei kavel ha'chachamim, pas psul yeshbo. Leficha batku acharav, v'nase bo kein. Okay, once we're on the topic, we mentioned earlier in this parak about some halachas of Sefer Torah we had earlier, and we had other halachas of a tefillin, right? Don't make your tefillin round and black. So let's talk a little bit about mezuzah. So, v'da mezuzah yavin lehecha. Where exactly do you put the mezuzah? Rav Zohar, Rav Yehuda, b'shem Shmuel, mishalsho, v'noso b'tzichas shlish elyon. Right. Sometimes people do it a little higher. You have to take out a measuring thing, measure how tall the doorway is, and split into three. The top third, the mezuzah is put in the bottom of the top third. Bottom of the top third. That's lechatchila. Bidyavid, it could be a little higher. Bidyavid, it can't be lower. It's better to put it a little too high than a little too low. It's got the entire cloth. A little of the box could be lower, but the entire cloth has to be in the top third of the doorway. Rabbi Chelbo b'shem Rav Chuna, a different shot. That's what we hold. But he has a different shot. Chotzetz ha-Pesach. No. Split the whole doorway in half. Half and half. And then, Mishal Sho, then split the top half into three. Top half into three. V'nosa b'sof shlish ha-tachton. And then put it on the top of the bottom third of the top half of the doorway. Right, so you split the doorway in half, split the top half into three, and then put it in the top of the bottom third. My b'neiom, makom mezuzah b'neiom. It's pretty close. It's pretty close, those two opinions. It's just like you have a mezuzah space in between that that is different. Bar tevri, shal rabbi yisla, karasbacha, sheyashar gavoa. What if you have a very tall doorway? Very tall doorway. What are you supposed to do? You put it in the top third? It's all the way up high. Amarle, nosok negek seifav. Shoulder height. And that's what we paskin. Shoulder height, the Taz writes in Hilchas Sefer Mezuzah, we don't have time to read it now, Ubenk Tefav Shachin, that's a remez, to, by the shoulders. Ubenk Tefav Shachin, you put it shoulder height, so if you have a very, let's say, in camp, we have a very tall stage with a doorway. So you're gonna put the mezuzah all the way up, near the ceiling? No, you put it shoulder length, shoulder height. Good. A little bit more. Base Medrash of Rabbi Chanina of Ekein, that's what the Base Medrash of Rabbi Chanina did. They had a tall doorway, and that's what they did. You know what? Let's stop here by Rabbi Yirmiyah. By the Shem, we'll continue next time with the last daf.